Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Pedestrian injured by hit-and-run driver. We've got the story.
Textron announces layoffs in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
New details about a fatal Wichita shooting. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We are clouding up and colder this morning across south central Kansas. What can we expect for today and the rest of the weekend? Our complete forecast is coming up.
A man is in critical but stable condition after being struck by a hit-and-run driver Thursday night in South Wichita. First responders found a 34-year-old man lying in the roadway at Hydraulic and Indianapolis. A witness to the incident says he saw the man crossing the street when he was hit by a truck. The driver of the truck did not stop after the collision and left the scene. The driver and the truck have not been found. KSN News spoke with Wichita Police Sergeant Brian Mock.
We are checking the area from obviously more witnesses and cameras. This did take place across from a county facility that may have some cameras on the outside, so we're checking into that. We don't know that for sure, but we're looking to see if maybe that will help us out with it.
Textron Aviation says the company is laying off an undisclosed number of workers, most of those layoffs at its headquarters in Wichita. The company announcing those layoffs yesterday, but did not say how many employees would be affected. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell commenting on the situation.
Since many of the other aviation companies are hiring, I think there's places for them to go. Plus, the innovation campus continues to grow out there. So that's the beauty of having clusters like we have. It provides opportunities when you have people moving around from one company to the next. And as we continue to try and fill some of those spots.
Textron says these job losses will mostly be in engineering and business support.
Two gunmen, a UPS truck driver, and a bystander are dead following a jewelry store robbery and high-speed chase in South Florida Thursday evening. FBI Special Agent George Pirro says once the chase ended in Miramar, shots rang out.
The armed suspects engaged law enforcement, opened fire. There was exchange fire between law enforcement and the suspects, and unfortunately, the suspects are now deceased, but two additional innocent civilians were also deceased.
The two armed robbers held up a jewelry store in Coral Gables, hijacked the UPS truck, led police on a high-speed chase. An employee at the jewelry store was not shot, but did sustain non-life-threatening injuries. No officers were injured in the shootout.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump has given lawmakers no choice but to act, announcing the next steps in the impeachment process.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is directing Democratic leaders to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump, centered on the president withholding security assistance to Ukraine to apply pressure for investigations of political rivals.
Our adversary in this is Russia. All roads lead to Putin. Understand that.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the speaker is not responding to the facts.
It's not a day that history will be proud of. It's not a day I hope America ever repeats.
The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to meet early next week to receive an Intelligence Committee report detailing its conclusions of the impeachment inquiry. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Minnesota National Guard helicopter has crashed, killing all three people on board.
The announcement of their deaths coming from Governor Tim Walz.
I can confirm that at approximately 1400 hours today, a Minnesota Army National Guard UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter went down approximately 16 miles southwest of St. Cloud. The crash resulted in the death of all three crew members on the aircraft.
A mayday call was issued from the chopper shortly after it took off. The National Guard says the helicopter was on a maintenance test flight when it went down. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
There are new details brought to light from court documents in the case of a woman charged with fatally shooting her boyfriend.
Stacy Peters is accused of second-degree murder in the death of 41-year-old Robert Duvall in November. Police say the two were in a relationship. The new documents show Peters claims Duvall came at her with a gun inside a South Wichita warehouse. Peters told police that she and Duvall were arguing. Duvall had a gun and was threatening to kill her, so she shot him in self-defense. Following the shooting, Peters called other people stating what had happened. There was no call to police until over an hour and a half later when one of the people Peters called convinced her to do so. The documents make no mention of if Duvall was actually armed. Peters is being held on a $125,000 bond. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas City Chiefs on the road at New England. Huge game on Sunday. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Heads up, Airbnb customers, the party's over. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. A photo has surfaced in West Virginia's Corrections Department, and it has high-level officials taking action.
Shock and anger is reverberating through state government after a photo of correction officer trainees giving what appears to be the Nazi salute is revealed. Public Safety Secretary Jeff Sandy.
I saw the photograph, and it just was so with disgust.
Sandy is ordering all copies of the picture destroyed or taken out of circulation. Republican Governor Jim Justice issued a statement condemning the photo and ordering the firing of the people involved. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Heads up, Airbnb customers. The party's over.
Airbnb is taking more steps to crack down on parties and nuisance guests. The company announcing a list of new rules they're putting in, which include banning open invite parties at all of their accommodations. It's also putting a stop to large parties at apartment buildings and condos. Airbnb also issuing new guest behavior rules. In early 2020, guests will get a warning if they violate any of these new rules. If they continue to violate, well, that will result in account suspension or even removal. So behave yourselves. John Saucier, Fox News.
The Kansas Food Bank is in the business of feeding the hungry in 85 counties. Food Bank President Brian Walker tells KNSS News.
We are the largest hunger relief organization that's based in the state of Kansas. We provide food through a number of different hunger relief partners. So we work with schools, health departments, your church food pantry, soup kitchens, places where folks can go that just need help with food. They're food insecure and they don't their dollars don't stretch far enough to have a nutritious meal on the table all the time.
Brian Walker's our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning in traffic, those traffic volumes really are picking up. Just seeing some pockets of fairly heavy traffic right now, especially on I-235. That's looking northbound, headed over towards the North Junction. Just seeing some fairly heavy traffic right there at this time. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
I got a feeling there are a number of people out there listening right now are making plans to go Christmas shopping this weekend. What's the weather going to be like? Let's find out. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
Yes, it's here, right? Friday's here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're expecting a lot of people to be out Christmas shopping this weekend, you know the weather's got to be good. That's pretty much a guarantee.
You bet.
If the stores are going to be packed, that means I've done my job well. And hopefully you'll see me out there, too, because I need to do some of that shopping. We were talking about that yesterday.
Fine.
So even though things are going to be nice, we do have a chilly start to the weekend, okay? We can't forget about that. Partly cloudy skies. Things are pretty cloudy right now, but what we'll see happen through the day is the clouds will gradually kind of break up, become a bit more on the spotty, patchy side, and we'll definitely be able to end the day with some sunshine. But it's going to be chilly out there. High of only 43 degrees. Now, we got up to 64 yesterday, so we're going to see more than a 20-degree drop in our temperatures, feeling a lot more like December. That means the coats are going to stay on all day, unlike the past few days and how we started this week. North winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, mainly during the morning hours, and then they'll turn lighter from there. Skies clearing out even more after sundown, and they're going to stay clear during the overnight as we drop down into the 20s. waking up to a low of 24 tomorrow morning, and even though it's going to be a cold start to your Saturday, warming up nicely by the afternoon under mostly sunny skies. High of 54 tomorrow. South wind still on the breezy side at 10 to 20, but they shouldn't be too much of a nuisance. And then towards the end of the weekend, Sunday, getting up to near 60, high of 58, but we'll see an increase in clouds. Now, this is going to signal our next storm system that's going to be on the way, keeping those mostly cloudy conditions on Monday, except the difference is we're expecting another cool down, going to feel more like winter after the weekend. 40 degrees for a high Monday, 20% chance of a wintry mix. Still doesn't look all that great, but also at the same time, still something to watch. Still feeling like winter in the Tuesday, and then that extended forecast Wednesday through Friday. It looks like temperature should be able to rebound, but we could maybe see another chance of a rain snow shower later on next week. So we still got a bumpy ride ahead. Enjoy the weekend. Get some of that stuff done that you need to do, including getting those Christmas lights up if you haven't done so yet. Right now, we're at 36 degrees. Those overcast skies eventually turning partly cloudy. North winds are at 18 miles an hour, gusting up to 28, so those winds still pretty strong out there and making it feel 10 degrees colder. It actually feels like 26 degrees right now.
Well, Ted was asking me a while ago if I had seen the invitation to the KSN Christmas party this year, and I told him I had not. Yeah, when is that going to be? Is his Christmas party over there coming up? We're going to be, you know, can we wait for our invitation? What do you think, Ron Al?
Steve, I'm just being honest. You're asking the wrong person because I have yet to see one of those invitations too. Now, maybe I got one in my emails, but I delete stuff so fast if it, you know, doesn't necessarily pertain to the weather. So hopefully, you know what? And you know how everybody emails stuff nowadays.
Yeah, really, like,
if I get an email, I'll make sure I CC you or I'll forward,
would you
I'll
do
forward
that?
It to you.
And you know, Friday's the day when it's a lot of times they just tell you you're not going to be working here anymore. Too,
so. Yeah, we don't want any pink slips.
No, we don't want that.
We don't want that.
All right. Thank you, Ron L. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning. I don't think we're going to be invited to the KSN Christmas party. No, that's not going to happen. Today is Friday, November 6th. Now, another mild day across central Kansas Thursday. Say a warm day. Wichita's high temperature, 64 degrees. Normal high, 46. On this date in 1950, Wichita recorded its earliest sub-zero temperature for the winter season when the mercury dropped to 1 below 0.
Yes. Wow.
7:15, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
It was so nice. Even in last night.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Nice. What do you got to go in front of the air from the Wichita Eagle? Any special reason? I thought you might want to talk about some show you're interested in.
No, I'm just looking at all the things that I don't have time to do this weekend.
Okay.
I did notice that Seven Clans Casino is having The Price is Right live, hosted by Jerry Springer.
Really? Wait a minute. You're kidding. Jerry Springer? Where's Perry Lights? Is that in north of
Seven Clans down in Newkirk?
Oh, downtown Newkirk.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
I'd like to have him on the air with us. Talk about some. I happened to be surfing the channels yesterday after one of these afternoons and just stopped on there for a minute, and I couldn't stand it for 15 seconds. The kind of stuff he puts on his TV.
Oh, his show.
Yeah.
I did not know it was still on.
It's just awful. But people must tune in by the millions, right?
Okay.
7:16 now, Steve and Ted. And hey, just come up in a few minutes. Your chance to win front row tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert tonight at Intrust Bank Arena. Be listening.
Concert is tonight, and we're giving away front row tickets.
Not second row, not third row, front row. So be listening for your chance to win. Also, another thing going on today, Ted, the Taco Bell Christmas Cash is going on today at Pawnee and Seneca, the Taco Bell at Pawnee and Seneca. I'm going to be there in the lunch hour, and somebody driving through is going to be the recipient of $98 in cold, hard Christmas cash, something we do here at KNSS every year with Taco Bell.
How about that?
At Taco Bell, been doing it for several years, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be sometime in the noon hour at the drive-thru there at Pawnee and Seneca at Taco Bell.
Very nice.
Yeah. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. We have got some. I'll tell you what, this matchup this weekend for the Chiefs, it's going to be a dandy, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, it's a very highly anticipated matchup in the AFC. And there will be consequences from this game. We'll see where teams shake out. It's a matchup of first-place teams as the Kansas City Chiefs, coming off back-to-back wins, on the road visiting the first-place New England Patriots.
New England Patriots.
How about that? New England with a record of 10-2, Chiefs at 8-4. The Chiefs are 5-1 on the road this season. The Patriots are unbeaten on their home field in Foxborough. Should be very, of course, this is a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game as well.
Right, right.
So, big matchup between the Chiefs and the Patriots. Chiefs are a field goal underdog going on the road. Mitch Holthus and the broadcast crew begin live coverage at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Game will kick off shortly before 3:30 on Sunday, and you can listen to it all right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita State men's basketball at Koch Arena last night. The Shockers taking on Central Arkansas. No problem for the Shocks in this one. And Wichita State piled up lots of stats, got a lot of players on the box score. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
After Sherfield, pushes it up the floor, down the lane, shovels to Mittgard for a monster jam with both hands.
Well, a very impressive pass, but an even more impressive catch on the part of Mittgard, who was running full tilt.
Shocks win their eighth home game in a row, beat Central Arkansas handily, as freshman Grant Sherfield led the Shockers in scoring, assists, and steals. Of course, in that highlight there, you heard one of his assists, and Shocker head coach Greg Marshall certainly enjoyed Grant hitting a few three-pointers, too.
He looked very comfortable playing off the ball tonight when he was in there, and I know he's a good shooter. I've seen it many, 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 many times.
Shocker defense also forcing 30 turnovers, most by a Shocker opponent in 35 years. Next up for the Shocks, a big road game on Sunday afternoon. Shocks visiting 25th-ranked Oklahoma State, both teams with a record of 7-1. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at noon on Sunday. The game will tip off at 1 o'clock in Stillwater on Sunday afternoon, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. Kansas State is home in Manhattan tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, hosting Marquette. That'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. Nice matchup in Lawrence tomorrow evening. Number 2-ranked Kansas hosting 20th-ranked Colorado.
Wow.
Colorado is undefeated at 7-0.
And there's a great sidebar on that.
Of course. Colorado led by Tad Boyle is their head coach, former KU player, and former Shocker assistant coach.
He's a heck of a guy, isn't he?
Very nice gentleman.
Very nice man.
Yep. Good guy.
Tad Boyle. Good coach.
Yeah. And that'll be a Colorado-KU 6 o'clock tomorrow night in Lawrence. You can listen to that one live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Big basketball game in El Dorado tomorrow night. Butler Community College hosting number 2-ranked undefeated Hutchinson. Butler has not lost on its home court, the power plant, this season. Dennis Higgins has live coverage with the Butler-Hutchinson matchup 7:30 tomorrow night, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Wichita Thunder hockey team is on home ice this weekend for back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow night at Intrust Bank Arena hosting Tulsa. Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock hosting the Kansas City Mavericks. The Big 12 football championship game is in Arlington, Texas, kicking off at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Number 6 Oklahoma, number 7 Baylor. Both teams are 11-1.
Wow.
Baylor's only loss was against Oklahoma in a shootout game.
That's a good one.
Not too long ago.
Another great matchup. Wow.
Big matchup in that one. The Big 12 title game tomorrow.
Man.
You can listen to that one live on Sports Radio KFH. And we do have JUCO football bowl games coming up tomorrow afternoon in Hutchinson. The Salt City Bowl, 3rd-ranked Hutchinson hosting 17th-ranked Monroe College of New York. And then Butler Community College has its bowl game on Sunday afternoon. 7th-ranked Butler, 13th-ranked Trinity Valley, Texas. That's the Midwest Classic Bowl in Miami, Oklahoma. And you can listen live. Dennis Higgins will have coverage of the Butler Bowl game on Sports Radio KFH. And the Shocker women's basketball team is home tomorrow afternoon at Koch Arena. Shocker ladies hosting Eastern Michigan. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A plan to protect part-time workers. Is it a good one? That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.